Ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Peter Dale Scott is our guest, really a top academic studying the shadow government narcotics trafficking. But to say government, it's private industry that takes control of government. And when they call it continuity of government, they're being honest. This means continuing the shadow government, continuing the corporate ownership of our government, continuing using it to tax us, regulate us, control us, mining us as really a commodity. And that's what we are to them, a very cheap commodity. Blood is cheap. Life is very cheap. And destroying our freedom is foremost, dumbing us down. It's an ongoing corporate takeover of everything, our minds, you name it. So let's get into this shadow government, the continuity of government system, and where you see it going, Peter Dale Scott.
Well, I actually know very little about continuity of government like everybody else. I think the first thing to understand is it's so secret that even Congress isn't allowed to know what continuity of government means. And we had kind of a showdown, or we should have had a showdown in Congress just exactly a year ago, when the Congressman DeFazio, who was on the Homeland Security Committee, he noticed that the president, in a national security presidential memorandum number 51, had renewed the state of emergency, and there were some secret annexes which contained provisions about continuity of government, COG. So he asked to see them and was told he couldn't see them. And then his whole committee, Homeland Security Committee, asked in writing to see them and were told that the committee did not have the clearances to see this. Well, when you consider that one of the few things that has been repeatedly said about COG, and it was said way back in the 1980s.
They always claim that Congress is involved. Congress is co-equal, but now some shadowy military corporate executive thing says no, no, no.
Yeah, I want to say that in the 1980s, the news stories, Oliver North was working on them at that time, and Oliver North was had created some enemies in the government, and there were some leaks about COG, and the main leak was that it was plans for the suspension of the U.S. Constitution. So we have, this is the line in the sand, that Congress is asking about a program which is said to involve suspension of the Constitution, and is told that Congress doesn't have the authority to look at it. So
That is a suspension. That is prima facie saying, as under the Constitution, the Congress is co-equal.
Well, particularly because Congress failed. If Congress had done something about it, maybe we could have got things back on a more level keel and back to normal. But so far, Congress has done nothing about this challenge to its authority, and that's very discouraging for me.
It is. Well, I've reverse engineered a lot of what COG's doing, just from interviewing local police chiefs, you know, where the rubber meets the roads, where you pick up the most intelligence. And for at least 30 years, I discovered it 10 years ago, they go to every major police chief and special forces, CIA, Delta Force, and it's always over something innocuous. They corrupt them, and they say, here's $100,000 if you just do me this little favor. And they'll go, well, that's a little bitty favor, just calling the fire chief and asking him to let you do something in an old building. We just want to be your friend. Take the $100,000. And that's how they, I mean, so that's just one little window in. Or in the late 80s, they were doing gun confiscation raids using Marines in police uniforms. Or we learned almost 3 years ago, and it came out mainstream news a year after I reported it, we got the secret FEMA documents where they recruited 26,000 preachers to give their flock sermons written by FEMA about going to camps, giving up your guns, Romans 13. So what I'm saying is, on the ground, it's everywhere. I mean, they are working like busy bees, not just with Hollywood scripts or TV propaganda, but, I mean, they're everywhere engaging in hardcore criminal activity.
Well, some of what you've talked about actually antedates this current COG planning that I'm talking about. The current phase of it began in the second year of the Reagan presidency, when Cheney and Rumsfeld were empowered to plan it, and they planned it for 20 years. But before that, there were older programs, and one of them, of course, was the CIA, which is supposed to work overseas and have no domestic security assignments, but in fact has worked very closely with police departments, some more than others, but a great many of them, and giving police recruiting police to serve overseas for the CIA. So there's a great deal going on that, you know, we only get little glimpses of. But you've interviewed people. What I've done is just work with documents and news stories. And what I see as being the core of the COG planning under Rumsfeld and Cheney has three elements. The first one is warrantless.
Stay there. Got a break. Yeah, there's an expansion. Let's get your analysis on that. Long segment coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. .com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD.
You see, when you see the Congress, you see the senators, the governors, they're not in control anymore. But in case they ever try to take their rightful authority of the people, through the people, they're being bypassed. Secret prisons are being built. Assassins are being put in every city. The CIA is moving into emergency management centers with local police. They're hiring police as hitmen so they can kill people like Carnaby down in Houston when they need it. I mean, they mean business. And they're getting ready for something really big. Why are they gearing up when the public's already their slaves, don't even know what continent they're on, don't even know they're on a planet, half of them, don't even know. Some people don't. Most kids now don't know the sun sets and the world's round. Total disconnection from reality. Why then is the COG, the social engineers, so worried? We'll talk to Peter Dale Scott about that in just a few minutes. First off, a Cola Blue is a wonderful atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Ultimate water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours or 7.5 gallons. Produces about 2.5-3 gallons even in the really dry desert. And you can plug it into a solar panel or into the wall. We have one and love it. Low operating cost. On average, it costs 12 cents a gallon. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044 or colablue.com. Colablue.com. And that is one of the great sponsors that makes so much of this radio show possible. All right, I've been jumping in. I always want to get Peter Dale Scott on and not interrupt, but I want to back up everything he's saying. I want to add pieces of info. I want to, and he knows so much, but getting more into COG, I mean, we know now it's told Congress you're nothing, even though Congress is co-equal. Really, the founders said it was above the executive. It makes the laws, and the executive executes. I mean, that is a constitutional crisis, but it just goes forward. We know the NSA spying on Congress. I just had Wayne Madsen on about that last hour. We know they're really gearing up. There's a huge buildup. So just whatever you think's most important on this subject, Peter.
Well, I'm going to, first of all, dispel the illusion that I know what COG is doing, because I'm quite sure of what I do know, but it's also quite limited. What I know about COG is based on reports from the 1980s, when it was the same planning, only with Oliver North, and there are three major ingredients of it, of which the third is the most important. The first is warrantless surveillance, and we've now seen this embodied into law, really, with the amendments to the FISA Act. And the second is warrantless detention. And, you know, I wrote a news story a couple of years back about a $400 million contract to KBR, which was, back in those days, still a subsidiary of Cheney's old corporation, Halliburton, to build detention camps as part of what the Homeland Security Department said on their website was a 10-year project end game to deal with the problem of illegal immigrants in this country. That's how they described it. But when you consider that there are almost 12 million illegal immigrants in this country, it's obviously a very ambitious program, of which this $400 million budget was only for one stage of the program. The third and the most important part, which has been planning for some time, how to get around the Posse Comitatus Act and normalize conditions of martial law, military operations in this country. And some very significant steps have now been taken publicly in that respect. We are now a military district. We have a NORTHCOM for the United States, just as the U.S. Army has a SOUTHCOM to deal with South America. And when we had the Katrina hurricane, the federal government tried very hard to get Governor Blanco of Louisiana to allow them to take over and federalize the National Guard. She resisted. But I think that maybe in the future they're just going to take that power, not by asking.
Hey, to interrupt, John Warner Defense Authorization Act 1997 said that, and said that for insurrection, for rebellion, for governor's rebelling, it states the president is basically a dictator. So I know that you knew that, but for the audience.
Yeah, and one of the things about this last proclamation of extending the emergency was that Bush has now taken the responsibility for that right inside the White House, so it isn't even in the hands of Homeland Security and FEMA anymore. It's the direction comes centrally from this kind of inner bureaucracy inside the bureaucracy. And that's when I talk about the deep state, I'm talking about all of these ways in which a regular government, which has a certain degree of openness to it, is being supplanted by special arrangements which are secret and which we cannot see the details of.
But doesn't that say the fact that they take over 25 agencies in dealing with intelligence and law enforcement and security, put into Homeland Security, but then Bush doesn't even trust that. The executive drags it in even closer to a tiny eye of authority, and then he's got all the cronies and special interest behind him. I mean, that shows to me, and we've also seen in the news, that that is a byproduct of resistance within the bureaucracy.
I suspect that the real center of power there is going to be the vice president's office, because one of the changes since 9/11 has been the expansion of the vice president's office into a kind of nerve center for the whole of government, which it never
yes.
was remotely anything like that before. And then the second thing is outsourcing. I think you mentioned yourself earlier on in this show how functions like surveillance of American citizens are now being outsourced to private companies like SAIC in San Diego.
Oh, you were listening earlier. I'm flattered.
No, I didn't hear the first hour, but I think you made a quick reference to it when you were talking about the first hour.
Okay.
And yes, this is extremely important. When we have Blackwater, in a sense, conducting warfare overseas, and not only that, but, you know, Blackwater was armed and in the streets of New Orleans after Katrina. Certainly Congress never had any say in that I know of. And then you've got the surveillance of Americans being entrusted to private corporations. There's a real conflict of interest here there, because it's then their interest to magnify mm-hmm. the perceived threat to government so that they can magnify their budget to go on surveilling us. And, Alex, I imagine that they listen to your phone and mine, and they aren't even the government.
And they make money out of it.
Yeah, for profit. They are for-profit corporations. And, as again, I am so disappointed that Congress has been very lethargic in dealing with these very rapid changes, which are... you see, what really counts at bottom of all this is that there are some people who feel that America should run an empire in every continent of the world and have U.S. troops in places like Georgia and Kyrgyzstan, which is on the Chinese border. You know, if there was democratic discussion of this, I think saner voices would establish that this is not in our interest. I mean, what's happened in Georgia in the last month is a clear illustration of the madness, the insanity of sticking our troops in remote corners mm-hmm. where we can't ultimately back them up with anything short of a nuclear war. These policies aren't discussed. They're just done by small inner bureaucracies. And in order to maintain the fabric of empire, you've ultimately got to contain and curtail the forces of democracy in the home country.
Well, I agree, Peter Dale Scott. They have to seize control of the central empire, the homeland, to ensure that they have this engine to go around dominating the planet. And that was my next question. There is such a contempt by government And the orders we know have gone out, it's even come out in New York, to squeeze and boss and push and to not be like servants and to let the public know the government's the boss. And I've been in D.C., New York, other places, but also in London. And you'll just watch the police walk over rudely to a crowd in the middle of a park doing nothing and just yell at them like they're scum. And so that order has gone out. And I know you just cover scientifically what you can, you know, from a sociological perspective cover. But you can see it. They're gearing up for something big. And the indigenous populations of the empire, the Imperium, Oceania, and, of course, North America, some parts of Europe, is the main target. And there's this larger global deep state putting in the same control grids, the same surveillance, the same biometrics, internationally standardized with the UN. The UN likes to act like they're separate from the U.S., but founded by the deep state in 55.
I'm not as apocalyptic about this as you are, Alex, because, I've lived in many countries, and it's still true of America as it was when I first came here in 1961. It may not be quite as true now as it was then, but this is still basically a country that I feel more secure in vis-a-vis the police.
No. I agree with you. What I'm saying is the direction it's going. Okay, listen. It's apocalyptic to me that the majority of narcotics are shipped in here by government-approved groups, and the people they go attack or raid overseas or down south are the cartels that don't play ball. I mean, that's apocalyptic to have them putting people in prison for drugs they shipped in. It's apocalyptic to me to have them sneak attacking Russia 2 weeks ago. I mean, 1.2 million dead Iraqis is apocalyptic. And they admitted in the Houston Chronicle that those FEMA camps were also for, American citizens too. And, I agree that we've still got a lot of good left in this country and that other nations are bad or worse. I was saying it's global.
Well, you know, if you go back, the first big plan for massive detention was Oliver North. And Oliver North, ran into opposition from Reagan's own attorney general. Now, it's true that attorney general then quickly resigned and another one came. But the North plans were put on hold, and Congress' role there is very iffy. On the one hand, North was asked about this in the Iran-Contra hearings. Is it true you're planning for the suspension of the American Constitution? And the amazing response of the chairman, who was a Democrat, Senator Inouye, and by the way, basically a fairly decent senator, but his response was, if we're going to talk about that, we have to go into a secret session. So he, in a sense, was protecting the secret system, giving it priority over the importance of exposing it by the public system.
But then Congress was let in on it. Now they're not, which shows a major shift.
I just don't know to what extent. I suspect that there are a few people who are let in the intelligence committees. But again, all I know is that there is a problem and there is no very little public response. And particularly in August of 2007, Congress should have said, Homeland Security Committee has the right to see those things. And in not saying that, it was virtually acknowledging that we're in a new era where secret papers have taken priority over the American Constitution.
Well, you say that you don't see it as apocalyptic as I see it. How do you see the future? Is it rosy, or what do you see happening?
Well, it depends which day of the week, Alex. Some days I am very pessimistic, but you know, I think it's healthy to have a powerful ability, capacity for denial. That's what makes me write my books. As long as I can go on writing my books, and here's an even more important public thing, as long as the internet is allowing us to discuss these things openly, then we are not in a fascist state.
But you know now they're moving with a multi-headed hydra, openly saying they want to shut down what we know is the web today with a cocktail of attacks.
That's quite true that there are some people who want to do this. But the nice thing about this litmus test for our society is that if that does happen, if they shut it down and we can't communicate with each other, we at least will know it. Now, you might say that's when it's too late and you can fold your tents, but it's not too late at present. I think that the real test ultimately is going to be how much do the American people care? You care and I care, and there are really thousands of people who care, but then there are millions of people who don't care, and the question is whether we can reach those millions or enough of them to create a change mentality in Congress. And I think that, you know, it's really important to be talking about this right now because we have an election. We've got candidates who are coming and talking to the people. I think everyone who knows about COG should be asking the candidates
yes.
in their district what is their position on COG.
Make it a big issue. I totally agree with you. Excellent point.
And this is where, you know, every now and then, the American people are part of the system. And between now and November, they have the power to ask these questions and to punish the candidates who refuse to take a strong position against the super the overriding of the Constitution by a set of secret orders.
Peter Del Scott is our guest. Peter, I'm going to skip this break for the network. And the InfoWars.com stream, you'll be able to hear this little final three-minute segment with Peter, and then we'll come back in the final segment for the full audience here in just a moment. But before we go to this break, and then just address the InfoWars.com listeners and PrisonBonded.tv viewers, as I don't want to waste any time with you, Peter, give out your website, talk about those two new books. I want to have you back soon to talk just about the road to 9/11.
Okay. Are we saying goodbye at this point?
No. I'm now skipping breaks just on the internet side,
and
so that I have full time, and then we put it on the web. It's live, too, but no, we're on the air right now. We're not saying bye.
And so if you're inviting me to say, first of all, I want to repeat that my website is www.peterdalescott.net, where I have a lot more about these things, but you can just Google for me. If you Google for Peter Dale Scott, the first thing that comes up is my website. Now, in my newest book, The War Conspiracy, well, first of all, in The Road to 9/11, I lay out the conditions under which COG planning has gone on for 20 years and how it is instituted on September the 11th. A lot of people who are studying 9/11 are not aware that the chief political consequence of it was COG.
And this is absolutely key. We're going to keep talking about it right now, exclusively for InfoWars.com listeners. Peter, please continue. We're just on the internet feed right now, but it's hundreds of thousands listening for free and over 10,000 watching.
I see. Now I understand.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I should have you back up about for a full hour without getting into, you know, you're right. It was implemented then. We are currently under COG. Explain that to people.
And, you know, I've only had two favorable reviews, and both of them didn't believe me when I said it, but it's an absolute matter of fact, and it's said twice in the 9/11 report that it was instituted, and we can even time it to shortly before 10 o'clock on the morning of September the 11th.
And we know the five big aircraft that run it, the doomsday planes, were flying around. Yes, give us the proof, the facts, that it was implemented.
Well, no, I'd rather talk a bit about my, because I've really sort of shot my bolt on that, you know. I have many other things to say in The Road to 9/11, but my knowledge about what happened on that day is contained in two chapters.
No, but I meant specifically about continuity of government being implemented.
Well, there was a three-part order. Richard Clark talks about it in his book, Against All Enemies, but the 9/11 report echoes him on this. There was an order, the first part is innocuous, which was to provide fighter escort for the president's plane. The second one was, the important thing was that the second one was to implement COG, and so there's no doubting that it happened. If I could say a word about my other book, The War Conspiracy, A lot of it's about Vietnam and is historical, but the end of it is about disturbing similarities between the assassination of President Kennedy and the way in which 9/11 was instituted. And I talk about designated suspects. I say that Oswald was a designated suspect because the CIA had been doing something with him, and whoever was responsible for the Kennedy assassination knew that there would not be a proper investigation because of the intelligence involvement with Oswald. And the same is true of 9/11. Now, I'm telescoping a great many similarities, but a key one is that at least two, and probably more, of the alleged assassins, hijackers, were of interest, of such interest to the CIA that in both cases, both Oswald in 63 and Al-Nidar and Al-Hazmi in 2000, information that the CIA ought to have given to the FBI, they didn't give.
And stay there. We're coming back to the full audience. I've got to have you back in the near future. Here we go.
Hear the bell, the big guns.
Wow, I got to have Peter Dale Scott back soon for another hour just to get into his war conspiracy book. He was talking about similarities between the way they ran the JFK assassination and the way the black ops ran 9/11. All those telltale signs, the cover-ups, the activities, the supposed assassin, the hijackers. Springman, you know, the head of the visa section, he's in our new film, Fabled Enemies. You can pre-order right now. It comes out in about a week and a half. Again, at Infowars.com. You have Springman right there, and he's going, I'm not letting him in. They're listed as terrorists. And he's told, no. That's a cover for their national security jobs. You know, this is CIA. Let them in. And trained at the defense bases and in spy training. And that's all admitted, and the government just says, well, we're not going to talk about that. And, boy, I've got to read your two new books. I read one of your books, it must have been 10 years ago, you know, just about the government shipping in the drugs. And then I read it. I mean, you've written so many books, but these two new ones, folks can go to your website and get them, can't they?
My best books. You know, I used to, the other books I was teaching, and then I wrote them in late at night in my spare time. These books, I spent 6 years on the road to 9/11, and all of my decades of thinking has gone into the reissue of the war conspiracy. So thank you, Alex.
Well, you bet. And again, I don't do you justice getting you on here and throwing all this. I'm trying to give people the big picture. I'm going to be out of town next week for the DNC, but how about I set you up for an hour with Jason Burmes, who's sitting in, so you can come on and give them the parallels, the intelligence fingerprints on JFK in 63.
I'm on the road myself quite a lot in the next month. I'm going to Canada at the end of this month and going back to Canada to read poetry in the middle of September. So he can phone me and we'll see what we can work out.
Yeah, let me have my producer call you and just set you up sometime in the next 2 weeks, either on the show when I'm here or with Jason Burmes next week, because an hour with the breaks isn't enough time. Peter Dale Scott, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you, Alex.
What a great gentleman. What depth and breadth of knowledge. We'll have to pick his brain more here in the near future. Folks, we had Ron Paul on at the first of the show early in the show today. And we had Paul Watson with Big Breaking News on. We also had Jonathan Elenoff and then Wayne Madsen. And then, of course, Peter Dale Scott, you just heard for the last 50 minutes or so. That rebroadcast will start in about 3 minutes at one place on the Internet. I love our AM and FM dial. That's where we reach 90% of the people. Shortwave's wonderful. But the good part about Infowars.com and the free podcast as well, but the restreaming, is that you can listen how you want, when you want. So if you missed any of the first hour, second hour, Ron Paul with just incredible info on Georgia, his wife, Carol, on the rally that's coming up. Will he be there? You'll find out on the show coming up right now at Infowars.com. Don't forget, Fabled Enemies is coming out, and I'm just too proud of this film. I want it to be a huge success. I want people to see this. We've also taken a bold risk putting this out. This film is controversial. You'll be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv on September 1st, a few hours early, wink, wink. I'll put it out on the 31st. at PrisonPlanet.tv for members there. And you can order the DVD right now and have it shipped out to you first, September 1st. Because we'll have all those pre-packets ready to go September 1st. UPS ground, take about 3 days on average in the United States to get that. And then in closing, Interfood, our wonderful folks, they make the show possible. Don't forget Interfood.com. And don't forget the best storable food company out there that I found anywhere, and that is the J. Michael Stevens Group. They make so much what we do possible. They're a wonderful storable food company. It's where I got a lot of my food. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Check out their big banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget, you can call them right now and get a free brochure or audio CD about what they're doing. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. All right, retransmission starts right now with Ron Paul and the rest of it. Right now, we'll be right back in 1 minute at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Back in 1 minute at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com.
In the course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to